Moreton Bay's home of information, 101.5 FM on the line. We have Steve Meckenbecker from Canstar. Warm welcome to you. How are you?
I'm terrific, Shane. Great to be here.
Now, we talk about the RBA all the time, at least once a month anyway, when they make their rate decisions. We get a lot of people asking, what exactly is the RBA cash rate and how does it work? So to you, Steve, demystify us, if you will. What is the RBA cash rate? What's it all about?
Great, Shane. Thanks for asking, because I want to do one of those myth busters, because I think too many people have the wrong impression of what's going on here. The RBA does not set home loan interest rates. A lot of people think it does, and a lot of people expect that, all right, the RBA's announced 0.25% cut, then we're all going to get a 0.25% cut. It doesn't work that way. They don't set that. What the RBA cash rate is actually a signal to the market. It's a signal to the banks who are trading in the market. It's a signal to investors. It's a signal to depositors, a signal to everyone that the RBA is going to manage monetary policy such that the overnight borrowing rate and lending rate will be 1%, currently 1%. And they're going to manage monetary policy so that that happens. Now, the way they do that is by buying and selling short-term government paper, government bonds, short-term though. And it's the short-term interest rate that they're setting. Every day, the banks settle, and they settle for the difference between what they have to pay out on checks and on withdrawals from their accounts and what they have to receive back from other banks for deposits and the like. So they settle at the end of the day. Some days they'll have a shortage where they're paying out more than they have to borrow. Other days they more than they have to receive. Other days they'll be in surplus and they'll receive more in than they need to pay out. The Reserve Bank steps in there and will lend to them overnight for that. And it's only sort of short term. The Reserve Bank is managing the monetary policy such that currently they'll lend around that 1%, but they've bought and sold bonds and managed the money supply overnight so that the banks interbank will lend to each other at a rate that's around that, a rate slightly more attractive than that, so that though it's actually a market rate that's being influenced by that RBA signal, which ultimately will lead to the Reserve Bank lending at around that figure. Did that all make sense?
That actually all made sense. Ultimately, it's the banks that have to still pay this interest rate when they either borrow or whatever they do, deal with the shortfall that they may have to cover them over. And so as a net result, why are then the media and why are the major players, whether it be banks themselves or whether it be whoever, people in the stock market all crying out, well, give the full value, because the RBA knocked it down to 1% and they only gave us a tenth of that or three quarters of it. Why does that happen?
Yeah, well, first up, why do the banks do that? Now, the banks do that because they raise money in a couple of different ways. They have capital, which is, the shares that people have bought. They have obviously deposits money, so savings and transaction account deposits, and they have wholesale money that they raise through bond issues and the like, those corporate bond issues and securitization issues and all the rest. When the Reserve Bank moves its rate, it's moving short-term rates in the Australian economy. That doesn't change the cost of capital. Well, it does, but it doesn't change it directly. It does change deposit rates that banks find they have to pay because there's a competition out there for deposits. So that changes the deposit rates they have to pay to consumers, but it doesn't change too much the wholesale rate. It changes it a bit, but it's not as direct an influence on those wholesale rates because some of that money is borrowed from overseas. The banks don't receive the full benefit. The Reserve Bank cuts by 0.25%. Sure, in some cases they might be able to cut their depositors' rates by 0.25%, but they won't get that full cut for the wholesale funding nor from the capital. Pass on the full 0.25. Sometimes they can and will. Other times they're just under too much pressure to do that.
Right.
Why do people expect them always to do that? Well, it's because of that myth, frankly. It just doesn't work that way. The banks have this variety of funding sources that aren't all affected the minute the Reserve Bank cuts its rate. There's just this disconnect. And frankly, sometimes there's a bit of politics being played, sometimes it's just a bit of pressure being put on the banks to get them to pass on as much as possibly can be. But I think there's a real misapprehension, misunderstanding in the marketplace as to what the expectation should actually be.
Well, you've demystified it.
Tell you another piece as well, Shane.
Yeah.
There's another bit that probably also isn't as well understood, and it's the difference between your fixed rates and your variable rates. And what we've seen of late, over the last four, five, 6 months, this year, is that fixed rates have been coming down. Fixed home loan rates are the ones that you might go to the bank and say, I want to set my rate so that it doesn't change for the next 3 years. And we've seen those rates going down, whereas we've seen the variable rates not go down. They, in fact, went up a little bit in 2018, but they've only gone down when the RBA moved. Mm. Now, the RBA rate has greater impact on variable rates because they're funded much more short-term, because the bank can adjust those rates if there's a change to their funding cost. The RBA flows much more through to variable rates than to fixed rates. Fixed rates have gone down by more recently. And what we see there is that the Reserve Bank statement doesn't make much difference to as much difference to those longer-term borrowings the banks make. They're more those sort of bond issues and the like, wholesale funding. You'll see those rates move, not totally independently of the Reserve Bank cash rate, some degree departing from the Reserve Bank cash rate. And of late, we've seen those rates fall more than the variable rates.
We do appreciate you telling us and giving us the full story here on Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM.